following program is a PBS Wisconsin original production.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Get Up and Go. I'm Sarah Jacobs.
And I'm Angela Fitzgerald. Thank you so much for joining us.
And of course, we really wish we could be together in person. Yeah. But you know what? We still have lots of music and fun to share with you.
And we'll see so many of our old friends.
Wait, friends? Like who? Oh, wait a sec. Steve, over here. Is that Steve? Yeah. Hi,
that
Steve.
Is.
So Sarah, good to see you.
And Angela? Is that you? Oh, it's so nice to see you. Wait a second. Is Get Up and Go right now?
It's right now, Steve.
Oh, no. I'm on East Coast time. I'm an hour behind. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I got to get my guitar. I don't know where it is. I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
It's okay. Besides Steve, we'll also check out and see what Molly of Denali and Let's Go Luna are doing. And we also might see some of our other friends as well.
You know what? I see Daniel Tiger. Hi, Daniel. We hope you're staying safe and healthy.
Can you share a song with us later? Awesome.
Hey, speaking of songs, I found my guitar. Whew. Now, I know that we can't share music in person this year, but I'm still so excited to play. And I hope you all are ready to sing and dance along because we're going to need your help. It's going to be a ton of fun, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and you know what? Speaking of a ton of fun, it is a beautiful day outside. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't really want to spend it sitting at a computer all day. So I think I'm going to go check out this really cool park in Monona.
I'm going to do the same thing, Sarah, and I'm going to head over to a park in Madison.
Awesome.
It's time to get up and go.
Funding for Get Up and Go is provided by Unity Point Health Meritor, the Timothy William Trout Education Fund, a gift of Monroe and Sandra Trout, the Focused Fund for Education, and Friends of PBS Wisconsin. Hey everyone, I'm Angela Fitzgerald, host of PBS Wisconsin's Wisconsin Life. I, along with Sarah Jacobs, will be your host today. I'm at beautiful Vilas Park in Madison. There have been a lot of changes lately that can be hard to deal with at times, but one person who can put things into perspective, along with a little song, is Steve, who shares a story about a little tadpole going through some changes of its own.
Hi, I'm Tony, and I'm a polywog, and I love burritos. Just kidding, I eat algae. This is a story about me.
He was just a polywog, living in a little bog, spending his days swimming away between the lily pad and log. But when he woke up that day, he felt a little strange. Grown before, but this was something more. Suddenly he felt like he was changing, yeah. And he'd never be the same. No, this was a metamorphosis.
I'm okay with this, my biologist says
it's just a natural process of change. Surely it was becoming clear his gills and tail were disappearing. Now some folks might complain about a midlife crisis, but if they think that is strange, well, then they should try this. He was
changing, yeah.
It's just a natural process of change.
Have you ever talked to butterflies?
Oh, yeah.
The transformation can be amazing, but also pretty perplexing. They curl up into a chrysalis one night, and wake up with a brand new set of eyes and legs and... Imagine that. That's pretty cool. And for those of you out there who might find yourselves in situations where change is all around you, I have some advice. I got this advice from a couple of butterflies and a toad. They said it's important to try and keep your head, even when it is difficult to hold on to your tail. And if you're feeling overwhelmed and you think that it's difficult to adapt, remember that there is a part of you, the part of you that knows right from wrong. That's the part to listen to. And the good news is that no matter what happens, that part will always remain. Which is a comforting thought, don't you think? Especially with all of this.
Changing, yeah.
I'm Sarah Jacobs at Winnequa Park in Monona. By observing social distancing, the outdoors can be a fabulous place to hang out. You'd be surprised how many cool things you can still do, even when you're not together. Our own Miss Muna has an engineering project to show you that anyone can do at home.
Hello, friends! Hope you're having fun so far. I'm Miss Muna, and today we're going to do a fun engineering design challenge. And you can do it right from where you are, along with me. Sound like a plan? Engineers are people who design and build things to solve a problem. Today, we're going to use things that you have around your house to build a bridge, and I've invited my friends Serena and Thaden along to help us out. Do you know what a bridge is? A bridge is a structure that connects one place to another place. Sometimes it's a long road that cars can drive across, and sometimes it's a small bridge made out of wood. We're going to build a tiny bridge that connects two things you can find in your home. Let's see what Serena and Thaden brought.
I'm going to be using kebab sticks. I'm going to be using straws. I'm going to be using toothpicks. I'm going to be using Play-Doh. I'm going to be using...
I'm going to use this Lego block, my Beyblade, the launcher, and the wood train tracks that I have for my trains.
It's important for engineers to make plans before they build anything. So let's take a look at the plans Serena and Thaden made for their bridges.
This is my drawing of the bridge. For these, I drawed cans. And for the cross lines, I drawed the sticks and the straws. And for the cross ones, I drew the toothpicks. And over here and over here and over here and over here, I drawed Play-Doh to make it stick.
So these are groups of 10, and there's a lot of blocks. And then I put the thing over, and then I'm gonna try to find something to make a thing go down so the baby can hit the ground.
Now it's your turn. What materials do you have at home that you can build a bridge with? Look around, make your plan, and start building. We'll check back in a little bit to see how Serena and Thaden are doing.
I hope you're all exploring the outdoors this summer and trying some of your favorite foods and games. My favorite, it's both in one. Sugar snap peas, they're super fun and so tasty to eat. And sometimes when you're trying a new food or maybe going to a new place, you might feel a little nervous. Daniel Tiger shows us that change can be okay.
Things may change and that's okay. Today we can do things a different way. Every morning I eat the same food. same book every night, but we might read a different one, and that's all right. Things may change, and that's okay. Today we can do things a different way. There isn't any more of my favorite snack, but I can find a way to make things okay. Things may change, and that's okay. Today we can do things a different way.
Thanks, Daniel Tiger. One way to make friends is to bond over a common love. We met a group of kids who bonded over their common love of drumming. Here's their story, which is part of our Wisconsin Life series on PBS Wisconsin.
My name is Joey B. Banks, and I'm the founder and director of the Black Star Drumline. When I started the drumline in 2008, it was really taking a set of drums that were donated to me to go to a Boys and Girls Club and start this drumline concept. Another name for a drumline is a battery of drums. We have four sections. We have a snare drum section. We have a tenor drum section, multi-drums. The kids play six drums. We have a bass drum section and a cymbal section. We're like a hip-hop drum line.
Come on, y'all. Y'all know it now. Here we go. Stay with me.
So it's a pretty unique arts education experience as well as a unique performance experience. You got six kids come out there and they all look like a team, and they're like exactly synced up and they're all just like lined up perfectly, and then they're dancing together and they're stick working and doing visuals, and they're like, you know, I mean, it's entertainment. It's a great group of kids. It's a close-knit family group. We're really all really pretty close. They're gonna be friends for life.
That music made me want to tap my toes and dance. I know someone else who can get us moving and dancing. Here's Steve with a song that he calls Follow That Fish.
I'll tell you a story if you are inclined to believe an old fishing tale and how it happened to me. I was out walking one morning. The sun was new, I went down to the water and looked out over the blue. When a little silver tuna popped her head out of the sea, she looked around and then she stared right at me. Seen a little fishy if you know what I mean, but it got even stranger than that. You know why? 'Cause that fish leaned left, so I leaned left. She leaned right, I did that too. And then she did a little boogie, so I did a little boogie. And before I knew it, I was in a game of follow that fish. Lucky I brought my swimming suit. You guys want to play? Great! All you need to do is follow that fish. Just sing what she sings and do what she does. Ready? She went...
Swim, swim, swim.
Swim, swim, swim.
High and low.
High and low.
Wave your fish.
Ready, here we go.
Ready, here we go. Can you move?
I can move. Can you
spin?
I can spin.
Can you blink?
I can blink.
Can you grin?
I can grin.
Can you do the shimmy? That's telling me. Can you hop, hop, hop?
Try it. Hop, hop, hop. And then she stopped. Then she stopped. Right there in the middle of the sea. Whew. It's a lot of work. I don't know about you, but that kind of stuff doesn't usually happen to me. Playing follow the fish with a little tuna in the middle of the sea. No, but I'm a very strong swimmer, lucky for me. And so I said, hey there, fishy, is that the best you got? She said,
no, you didn't.
And then she gave me a challenge. You guys ready? She went,
swim, swim, swim.
Swim, swim, swim.
High and low.
High and low.
Wave your fin.
Wave your fin.
To see how her project is coming together.
Welcome back to our engineering design challenge. Our engineers, Serena and Thaden, have been working hard building their bridges. A big part of being an engineer is solving problems. Serena and Thaden need to solve the problem of strongly connecting two items together to make their bridge. Do you remember the problem Molly of Denali wanted to solve? She wanted to help a new kid in her town, Trini, feel comfortable and at home. Molly solved the problem by learning more about her and found a way to connect with her. Let's see how Serena and Thaden are doing solving their problem. How's your bridge coming along, Serena?
Because the sticks are keep falling off, I'm going to use Play-Doh so I can stick them onto the can.
It looks great so far. How about you, Thaden?
So the gaps are actually pretend water, and then there's a high bridge going that's over it, and then I'm putting pieces on it so it can fit, and then I'm just gonna make a gap.
It looks like you're both doing such a great job problem solving. I can't wait to see them when you're both done. I hope the bridges you're making at home are coming along as well. We'll check back in soon to see our engineers' finished bridges.
Thanks, Luna, Carmen, and friends. It's amazing how much you can do by yourself. Think about how much more you can do with a friend or your whole neighborhood. Steve has a song he'd like to share called Together.
Hey everybody, I gotta tell you, Chris and I wish so badly that we could be out there in Wisconsin, in Madison and Appleton for Get Up and Go Day. I miss seeing you. And we wanna send this song out to you guys. This is called Together, and it's dedicated to all of our friends out in Wisconsin, and we cannot wait until the next time that we are all together sharing music together.
That one
heart can change the world, but it takes two hearts to get along. We know that one voice can sing a melody, but it takes two to harmonize a song. So tell me, what can we not do together? We're hand in hand, me and you together. You can count on me, I will count on you, looking out for each other. That's something we can do, do 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 do. What makes an action a force for good? What makes a few blocks a neighborhood? What does it take to make a place a community, where the child in each of us is free to grow into the person we are meant to be? It takes some kindness, it takes some caring, it takes action, and it might take time. It takes some effort to see outside of your own situation sometimes. Gonna take some of your trust, gonna take some of mine. So tell me, what can we not do together? Working hand in hand, me and you together. You can count on me, I will count on you, looking out for each other. That's something we can do. Do 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 do. I see person next to person, some I know, some I've never met before. But inside of each of us, there is a heart inviting us to open up the door and trust love. Trust love. Oh, tell me, what can we not do together? Working hand in hand, me and you together. You can count on me, and I will count on you, looking out for each other. That's something we can do. Do 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 do.
Thanks, Steve. Learning a new activity or sport can be a lot of fun, but there are times when it takes a little practice to catch on. Daniel Tiger knows how it feels.
Here he comes. Grr, I missed again.
That's okay, Daniel. How would you feel if you couldn't catch a ball?
I feel sad.
You okay, little D?
What's wrong, Toots? I'm no good at this game. I can't catch the ball.
You know what? When I first started playing baseball, I couldn't catch the ball either.
Really?
Really. But I kept trying, and I got better and better. And you can too.
Keep trying, you'll get better.
Keep trying, you'll get better.
But I am trying.
You are trying. And you know what else will help?
What?
The hug trick.
The hug trick?
Yep. First you watch the ball, then you give it a big hug. Ooh!
Big hug!
Now I think you're ready.
Yup, I'm ready to try again. Yay!
Throw the ball, big brother!
Ready, and a duck says, quack, quack, quack.
Quack, yay! I'm watching, I'm watching, I'm watching. Whoops!
Grr!
I dropped it.
Oh, you almost got it, Daniel. You're so close. You watched the ball, and now you just need to remember to give it a big hug.
Keep trying, you'll get better.
Keep trying, you'll get better.
Okay, I can do it. I just have to keep trying.
Besides catching a ball, another thing you can catch is your breath. Chad from the Center for Healthy Minds shows us how an easy exercise can help us feel better right away.
Hi, I'm Chad. Join me for a moment to do a practice called slow-mo catch.
You know how after a great catch in a football or a softball game, it's often shown in slow motion on TV? The player's focused, aware, and ready to catch the ball. In this practice, instead of catching the ball, we'll be catching the end of our breath. When you breathe in, hands open. When you breathe out, hands close. Breathing in, hands open. Breathing out, catching the end of your breath. In, open, out, catching the end of your breath. In, open, out, close. In, open, out, catching the end of your breath. Notice, how are things for you now after doing this brief practice? Is your body calm? What thoughts are you thinking? Can you think of a time when you could do this practice during your day? Keep trying this at home, and we'll see you next time when we get up and go.
Let's check in one last time with Miss Muna.
Hello again, friends. Serena and Thaden have been working really hard building their bridges, and I'm really excited for you to see what they look like. Let's check in first with Serena. Serena, tell us about your bridge.
I made the straws for the railings so the cars don't fall off. Making it more sturdy so it on the top can stay strong.
It looks really great, Serena. Let's check in with Thaden to see how his bridge looks. How did your bridge turn out, Thaden?
I had to make it shorter so it was easier, and I had to use less ones, and I'm gonna add one more.
Wonderful job, Thaden. You and Serena have been excellent engineers and problem solvers today. I hope everyone had fun building bridges with us today. Having amazing problem solvers like you in our world is really important for our future. So keep building, keep solving problems together when things get rough, and enjoy the rest of the show. See you next time, engineers.
Thanks, Miss Muna. Did you ever find a problem and wish you could solve it? Well, that's what Millie Zanto did. She saw all the garbage that people were throwing away and wanted to stop it and help clean up the planet. How did she do it? Well, here's her Wisconsin biography.
Have you ever flipped over a plastic bottle and seen a triangle with a number on the bottom? That little number is a clue to the story of Millie Zanto, a Wisconsinite whose ingenuity and activism changed recycling all over the world. When Millie heard that the landfill in Sauk County was going to close early, she was worried. It was only 5 years old, and it was already almost full. Even worse, toxic chemicals from the garbage were leaking into the ground. What's more, another landfill might not be ready for years. Where would all the garbage go? And why were people making so much trash in the first place? So Millie went to the landfill and started investigating. She noticed the trucks coming and going, dumping lots of things, but mostly she noticed plastic. Plastic, plastic, plastic. Millie knew a bit about plastic, how more and more things were being made with it, and how much of it was being used for packaging. Stuff that people were using just once, then throwing away. She also knew that plastic would not decompose for a long, long time. Hundreds of years. Something needed to change. Millie had grown up on a farm during the Great Depression. Her family made good use of everything they had, and when something was used up or worn out, they repurposed it. She was as thrifty as they came, and all this waste didn't make sense to her. She knew some things were already being recycled. Why not plastics? Millie went to the county board and told them they should recycle the plastic waste going into the landfill. But they said they couldn't because they didn't know how. She thought back to the plastic items she saw being dumped into the landfill. Many of them were milk jugs. So she called up a Milwaukee milk company with a question.
What happens if there's a defect in a milk jug?
Well, we just melt down the jug and blow it again.
Millie also went to local plastics companies and asked if they could use recycled plastic to make their products. They told her it wasn't that easy. There were many different types of plastic mixed together in the garbage, but those different types couldn't be melted together to make something new. The plastic waste needed to be sorted, cleaned, and ground up for companies to be able to use it. And who was going to do that? Millie knew what she had to do. Save the landfills from overflowing and save the earth by recycling plastic. She went to the nearby university to learn how to do tests to tell the different types of plastic apart. Scratch tests.
Oh.
Float tests.
Uh-huh.
Burn tests.
Oh.
Smoke tests. Millie also knew that she would need a way to grind all that plastic so it could be used. She needed a big grinder, an expensive grinder, and more than that, she needed help. She turned to her friend, Jenny Ale.
Where are we going to get $5,000?
Well, what about our life insurance?
Millie and Jenny cashed in their policies, hopped in a truck, and drove to Chicago. They hauled their grinder back to Wisconsin and got to work. They started Easy Recycling in 1979. Their business was all about making change in their community, getting people to join them in a recycling revolution. Even the students from nearby schools helped by collecting plastic items to be recycled. Word kept spreading and soon spilled over into other communities. The recycling revolution was growing. But the work was hard and much more than they could do themselves. They knew they needed a better solution to make recycling something everyone could do. The main thing was all that testing. What if there was a way to tell the plastics apart without all that extra work? They put their heads together and came up with a brilliant but simple idea, a number for each of the different types of plastic. Manufacturers could stamp this number into the plastic so that anyone, anywhere, could sort and recycle. It took years of work for it to catch on, but they didn't give up. Even after the numbering system started to get used around the world, Millie knew there was still more to do. It wasn't just about adding a number to a bottle. It was about changing people's beliefs and actions and showing them how recycling would help people and the environment. She helped with the writing of Wisconsin's recycling law, and she kept talking with people about the importance of recycling everywhere she went. By seeing a problem in her community, and rallying people around her to find solutions at every turn, Millie changed Wisconsin and the world. Millie's story is just the start. There is still too much waste and not enough reusing and recycling, which means there are new opportunities for innovators just like you to help make the world better for everyone. What do you notice in your community? What will you do?
Well, that does it for us. We want to thank our sponsors.
A big thank you to Steve, Christopher, and Daniel Tiger. And thank you for joining us. Stay healthy and safe.
Remember to social distance, wash your hands often, get outside as much as you can, and of course, remember to
get up and go.
Jump up, jump up and down. Oh yeah, that's the way. Now scoot down. Back the other way. Yeah, that's what we do on Get Up and Go Day. So here we go, my friends, we'll be moving medicine. Up and down Wisconsin and back again, we're on our way. It's Get Up and Go Day.
Funding for Get Up and Go is provided by Unity Point Health Meritor, the Timothy William Trout Education Fund, a gift of Monroe and Sandra Trout, the Focus Fund for Education, and Friends of PBS Wisconsin.